She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey folks, thanks so much for being here and for coming on back. I'm so glad you did because we've got a very compelling topic to talk about. It's the oral contraceptive pill, okay? Birth control. Guess what? I know that sometimes if you want to control contraception, it's an important choice for people to make. Men and women together, it's a choice that needs to be made. But I got to tell you something. I think when it comes down to the risk-benefit ratio of taking oral contraceptives, I think sometimes we really have to dig in deep and understand that there are side effects, all right? And a lot of times, and I've got the perfect person to talk through this with me, Sarah Corey's here. One of the biggest things that I've seen, besides nutrient deficiencies, with the chronic use of the birth control pill is weight gain. Sarah?
Hi, Holly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I think that, like you just brought up, there's many different side effects. You know, birth control pills, side effects range from acne, headaches, breast tenderness, nausea, decreased libido. I mean, the list goes on. It sounds terrible to me. And one thing that we as women really struggle with is weight. And I think it doesn't matter what your ideal weight is, if it's a size 2, a size 14, what we really want is to feel like we have control over our bodies, and most importantly, control over whether or not we're gaining weight.
Right. And so I've come into this many, many times in my practice. Folks, ladies that are on oral contraceptives, they have a very, very difficult time. So will you explain to the listeners, discuss how most oral contraceptive pills deliver estrogen and progesterone, and also the mechanism of action for the progesterone-only pills, because I know that they're available as well.
Right, yeah. So, you know, when you think of the pill, like we're often told, that's the one that you take every day. It comes in a little circular pack. That's giving you generally both estrogen and progesterone. However, they do have pills that just deliver one hormone. And those are the ones that I want to talk about today. And those are the ones that tend to have the biggest side effect as weight gain. Even some women can gain up to 30 pounds, which is crazy from some of these pills. So there's three functions of the birth control pill, specifically the progesterone only. And what that is, or the mechanism of action, is it actually makes your body think that you're pregnant. So it stops your ovary from releasing an egg. And, you know, when we think about being pregnant, we also think that that can start to slow our metabolism and lead to some of the weight gain. It also causes changes in your uterus, so you're less likely to get pregnant, even if you do end up releasing an egg. And it creates a thickening of the mucus between the uterus and the vagina, so it's harder for the sperm to get through and reach the egg if you do happen to ovulate when you're on this pill.
Right. What is the main issue regarding the pill, taking the pill, especially, you know, for me, the women that I've seen, they've been on the pill for a long, long time, and they really struggle with that weight gain.
Yes. And I think there's, you know, two pills I want to talk, or not pills specifically, but two forms of the birth control that you can take that are these one hormone only, that people really struggle with the weight. And the first one is the progestin, which is just the synthetic progesterone hormone, right. And it's also known on the market as the mini pill. And the reason that we often see that this pill is prescribed is it does have less side effects versus the estrogen-progesterone combo pill.
Right.
It's also given to women who are breastfeeding mothers because it won't affect their milk production. It's safer for women who are over 35, anybody who smokes, has a history of high blood pressure or blood clots, all of which are contraindicated with estrogen therapy.
Right.
So that's,
you know,
what we're seeing, that women are getting this.
It is, and it's very popular for folks because I think that people have been sort of understanding the story of our estrogen-dominant society and estrogen dominance in general, or too much estrogen, or sometimes estrogen, if it's not metabolized correctly, the dangers in our body. And so it's been a very popular choice for folks, but this is what they're getting into trouble with, is this weight gain.
Right, yes. And I think, you know, often, or some people do believe that also these pills can be slightly more effective. And yes, the weight gain. So with the mini pill, it is shown that, you know, because it's a temporary hormone. When you're taking that pill, when you do discontinue it, that the weight should come off. Now, however, there's another single hormone, progesterone, birth control option. That's called the Deprovera shot. And
that's
so
right.
This has become popular because, you know, when you think about it, it's one shot every 3 months. And so
right.
you don't have to remember to take that pill every day. And as women who have been on birth control pills, no, you have to take it every day at the same time. And if you're even more than 3 hours late taking that pill, then you're going to have to use a secondary method of contraception or abstain until your next cycle, because, you know, to avoid getting pregnant. So there is a lot of appeal for something like this. But there was actually a study done in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and they tracked 700 women for 3 years. And of those women, they were allowed to choose whatever contraceptive choice they wanted, and then they measured their weight gain and their body fat. And of those women, of the 700 women who chose the Depo shot, they showed that they gained an average of 11 pounds, which 11 pounds is about 2 dress sizes
right.
for women. So that's, you know, you could go from a size 8 to a size 12 and eating the same thing, working out. So that is very frustrating for women. And they also noticed that they experienced a 3% increase in body fat. So that's significant, especially when they looked at those who chose other methods. Over the 3 years, their average weight gain was 3 pounds and less than half a percentage increase of body fat. So that's a very significant. I actually had a patient who was very strict with her diet and exercise, and she gained 30 pounds after giving the Depo. Yes. And there's also been studies that shown, unlike the mini pill, when women go off this shot, the weight does not always come off. So
right.
that's something to think about. So for me, it's a pretty obvious choice that, the risks or the weight gain outweighs the benefit. So then you're kind of stuck with, well, what do we do now?
You know, yeah, that's the big thing. People always ask me. And of course, I can't make that decision for folks, but I do like to
right.
get them as informed as possible because, I mean, you say, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes versus having a kid when people are not ready for it, unfortunately,
right.
there are some women that are going to risk the side effects of weight gain and also the other chronic health issues that come with 11, 22, you know, 33 pounds because they don't want to have a kid. So what do you encourage folks to look at for options?
Okay. Well, the first thing I like to talk to people about is what's known as the fertility awareness method or natural planning, family planning method. And this is a simple, sort of old school, if you'd say, natural, getting back to basics method of fertility. And what that is tracking signs of ovulation. And when we say ovulation, that is when the egg is released, which is the time when the woman is most fertile. If the egg and sperm meet, they can get pregnant. So what you want to be doing here is you're looking at cervical mucus and also basal body temperature because that's going to change around the time of your ovulation. So that's a really great way for you to track if you're most fertile. And just to give people an idea, there's about 7 days during each of your cycles, which is about a 28-day for some women. It does vary slightly, when you can get pregnant. So in general, a woman is fertile about 5 days prior to ovulation, including the day of ovulation, then 2 days after. So those are the days that you want to either use a secondary method, such as a condom or a barrier method, or abstain from having sexual intercourse. So that you can print out charts on the internet to do this, or also the way that I like to encourage people is, you know, we all have laptops and cell phones. You can use tracking apps, and that's going to help you pin down the days that you're ovulating and the days that you're most fertile. And
all right, there you go, folks. Hang on, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm gonna have to cut us off here because we've only got 30 seconds, but there you have it. I've got the Coach's Corner, Sarah Corey here. Listen, there's risks and benefits to the oral contraceptive, but huge risk is that weight gain, especially if you're frustrated. And with weight gain comes other health conditions that you want to avoid. There are other things that you can do. It's the family tracking, natural family planning, the fertility awareness method, and or using tracking apps. www.kindara.com is one of them. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. We'll be right back.